Today's daf is daf vav, and we begin from the next mission. This is halacha hey. Ha'av gola al yedei beno, va'ben al yedei av. So someone could be going to galut for killing his father or killing his son inadvertently. So just because they're related doesn't mean they cannot don't have to go to galut. Now we'll discuss what happens with the concept of a gola adam in these situations. That's going to be the question of the Gemara. But assuming again it wasn't the contents of a mitzvah, we also talked about how av makeh at beno, he wouldn't go to Aron Mikvah. That's if it was like in a disciplinary to as like a mitzvah, if you like, in that context. But if he killed him by mistake, then he would go to Aron Mikvah. Now hagoel, so hakol golin al yedei Yisrael, v'Yisrael golin al yedeihen. So everyone goes to galut al yedei Yisrael, and meaning afilu eved, afilu kuti, and also anyone who go to galut al yedeihen, mean they kill them. Chutz. Now here you've got the girsim al yedei ger toshav. Al yedei ger toshav makes it sound like that if an Israel killed a ger toshav by mistake, they wouldn't go, and that would be based on the pasuk of Asher yavo et re'ehu. However, the Korban doesn't explain it like that. It explains chutz miger shoav im harag Israel b'shogeg. If a ger toshav killed in Israel b'shogeg, he doesn't go to galut. Ein gola ela neregad al yado. And that really fits in with the other girsa you see in the Shinu Nuschot, which is Shittat HaRambam. Then he has the girsa and the Nusach of the Mishnah, Pirush Mishnas, and the Bavli is Chutz Miger Toshav. So it's referring to a Ger Toshav wouldn't go to Aron Mikvah for killing in Israel. But that's sort of the implication is whether in Israel will go to Galut for killing a Ger Toshav. So I just lost track of who's in who, but that's based on Vayulachem. Eremiklat is for you and not for a ger toshav that kills in Israel b'shogeg. And of course, a ger toshav is not a convert, but is a non-Jew who accepted upon himself the sheva mitzvot b'nei Noach. However, the Gemara, the Mishnah continues, the ger toshav al yedei ger toshav as well would go to Aron Miklat. Okay, hasuma einu gole, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Asuma, someone who's blind wouldn't go to the Aron Miklat. We'll see that in the Gemara. And Rabbi Meir says no, he would go to Aron Miklat. So, in a blind person killed on b'shogeg, would he go to Aron Miklat? That's a debate. Hasoneh eino gola, someone who hates somebody, like someone killed someone who was his enemy, so-called by mistake, he wouldn't go to galut. That is, what is a soneh? We discussed this before. That's called shlo doim or shoshud yamim b'machmat eva. That we saw the definition of a soneh when we discussed the Edim Zomim. And then it says, however, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer hasoneh neherag mipnei. If someone killed a soneh, killed somebody else, then we say he is actually would be killed. You don't even have to have edim. So you don't even have to have hatra'as, or I should say, of course, we need edim, because it's considered like he did it deliberately. Why is that so? If you look at the Qur'an, it says, mipnei is if he was pre-warned and went ahead and killed him. Because it's clear that if we're dealing with a son, he did so intentionally. And what's the whole point of hatra'ah? The whole point of hatra'ah is to discern whether someone committed an offense deliberately, such that we can give him the punishment of Beit Din, or he did it inadvertently. He didn't know it was us sort of things like that. But in case of a soneh, and he happened to kill his enemy. Well, we know quite clearly he did it deliberately. That's opinion Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says, well, depends on context. Yes or no gole, yes or no she'enu gole. Sometimes you can go to a galut and sometimes you can't. Kol she'achol lomar, ledat, harag, if you can see contextually it's possible to say he did so deliberately, then einu gole. However, if it's quite clear, the shalol ledat, if it's quite clear that it's impossible to say he did it deliberately, or I should say, shalol ladat bavadai with certainty, right? We say then we say hara and harag. So shalol harag, then hareza goleh would go to galut. Okay, okay. This is where. Sorry, I said it with certainty. My mistake. Fine. Let's continue. So in the context, if it's impossible to say did ladat, it's quite clear it's a mistake that it would go to galut. Now, next on the Gemara now. Ha'av goleh al yedei aben. So Amar Reb Zeura, Tana Reb Shila bar Bina. Kalafishinemar says Goel Hadam Hu Yamit at Ratzeach. It's interesting, Goel Adam Yit Ratzeach. The Goel Adam can kill the Ratzeach, but you've got the extra miut saying who? He. What's the miut? What's going on? Hare, what's the case of Harmishi Hikat Beno? Let's say someone hit his son and killed him by mistake. Ein Beno Hasheni, meaning the Ben Sheni, the other son, Naseh Goel, would not become a Goel Adam Lamit at Aviv to kill his own father. Okay. Now, why is that? Again, let's do the korbanot importantly. Goel adam mashma kol shu krovo shel ha'am nirtzach. Meaning the whole concept of goel adam that can go and kill the person who killed inadvertently. Means any relative. But because it says who, it's a some sort of miut. Ha'ketzad, ati lamote av she'rage beno. What that means, ein beno ha'sheni no goel adam lamitat aviv, she'ein goel adam karov ma'av. Because there's no other goel adam that's closer relative than the father. V'ktiv goel adam lelamed et ha'na'aseh goel adam la'achiv, af pi shekurva shneim shaveh. What it seems to be is that a kirva, and going through so Yerusha-wise, that assuming that, importantly in this case, because you see in the next case, the person who died, the son here, didn't have any children of his own, because that would be even closer in terms of laws of Yerusha. So in this situation, if the father killed by mistake, we don't say the other brothers become a goel adam, because the father's closer. Okay? Let's continue. Aval imi ka et achiv. Let's say one brother killed the other brother. Achiv hasheni. So achiv hasheni. That since they're on the same level, if you like, the brothers, then one brother can become the goel adam to execute this, to execute or to kill this other brother that committed the murder. So three brothers in the family: Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven is killed by mistake by Shimon. Levi can become the goel adam to kill Shimon. Okay, let's make it more clear. However, Tanu Reb Elezer ben Yaakov says, "Klafish ne'emar goel adam hu yamit et ha'rotzeach." He does a different drash. Harimishi gad beno, someone killed, hit his son and killed him. Beno Asheni means the grandson now. So let's do this. You've got Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Avram kills Yitzchak by mistake. Yaakov can come and kill Avram. Okay. Na'aseh goel adam lamit et aviv. You can make him the goel to kill the father now. Aval ach shika achiv, but a brother that ends up killing another brother, ein achiv asheni nasel goel adam lamitat achiv. His opinion is if it's two brothers, as we said, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi here, and Reuven kills Shimon by mistake, then Levi can't become the goel adam to kill Reuven. Kal v'chomer, he can't be the goel adam to kill his own father. Okay, that is the position of Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. In other words, how do we understand this? Who, the miut, what exactly, what type of kirva, what type of close relatives are we coming to from being considered a goel adam? Let's continue. How do we know that if the goel adam says, look, I just can't do this, I can't face my relative's murderer, and therefore I'm not interested in doing so? So the Korban Eda says this as follows, meaning, how do we know goel adam she'enu achol la'amod keneged rotzeach v'lirotol mipnei sono? You can't bear seeing him. That's a shechova he alav la'argo. That's a chiyuv according to this. That you go out and try and kill the guy. Tamalomar bifegol bol hu yimeteinu. The demutar dak far ktiv yamit et rotzeach. Got a double lashon of the have to go kill it. Lamed shechova ala goel adam lemit rotzeach. There's a chiyuv, if you like. We'll see. It's a debate in the next mission. There's a chiyuv on the goel adam to go and kill this inadvertent murderer of his relative. That is a drush we have here, according to this writer. Let's continue. Hasuma, well, how do we know Suma doesn't go to Galut? So Amar Abba, man Tana Suma, who's a Tana in this Mishnah that says Suma in a Goel? That is, well, Rebbe Yehuda. The Rebbe Yehuda potro mikol mitzvata batorah. So this needs a little bit of work to understand how this pieces together. So I'll just explain here. If you have a look at the Korban Eda, he says the summa kol mitzvah, that he understands that a summa blind person is pater for mitzvah min haTorah. Someone who's blind is pater. Okay, shneimar ve'ele mitzvot chukim. What's that? So what's ele mitzvot chukim mishpatim? This means a connection between mitzvot and chukim mishpatim. Kol shneim mishpatim yeshnu ba'mitzvot. Anyways, a mishpatim is mitzvot. Okay, so that's step number one. But kol shneim mishpatim, and if you're not in mishpatim, you're not in mitzvot. And he says v'summa ein ba'mishpatim, and summa is not. He's not in the parsha Mishpatim. Why? Because it says Vashtoftu. It says Vashtoftu, you judge it, bein the one who strikes and bein the goel adam. It says Mishpatim. Anyone who the concept of makeh and goel adam applies to is in the world of Mishpatim. So it's progressing backward, if you like. Let's continue. Mishpatim. And if Vesuma a case of a summa is kapal zomim. So the content of a summa is not, we don't mean machayiv in the concept of Like in case of striking one another, just the edim zom we saw, you have to be able to see. If you didn't see, how can you testify? Also the punishment don't apply to suma, and also he also doesn't he is not in the concept of goel adam doesn't apply to him because it doesn't go to galut, as we'll explain. So just to understand the flow of the Gemara, it sounded like the way the Gemara is going. I would have thought before you looked at Pasha when it says the Atala Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda because Pasha Mikol Mitzvah Torah is the reason why he doesn't go to Mikol because he's Pasha Mikol Mitzvah, but it's not. It's the other way around. Doesn't make the sugya clear. Meaning because it doesn't apply to the din of going to Aram Mikol, it doesn't apply to a Suma like we said on a Mishnah. Therefore, and we have to still work out why that is, and we've connect the Chukim and Mishpatim. Because Mishpatim doesn't apply because the Mishpatim applies to if it's Makeh and Gubain. And we've got a Hekesh between Mishpatim and Mitzvot. That's the progression here, this Shita Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, since the Sumer is in Mishpatim, is in Mitzvot, Sumer is not in Mitzvot. Okay? That is, it's a bit of a sort of a step off a step to get there, but that's our destination.
I'm sorry, does this mean that there's no mishpat upon him of, I mean, there's no, I'm going to use the wrong word, that there's no heter to the Goel Hadam to kill a Suma?
I think so. You'll see.
Yes.
Yeah. There's no, yeah, because that's one of the funny things here, because I think the point you're touching on is a lot of times if you can't go to the Mirai Miklat,
You're vulnerable.
then you're vulnerable, right? But unless, of course, it's considered like the other extreme, that is that, for example, an honest, someone who's completely honest doesn't go to the Mirai Miklat. Like if it's out of control, doesn't go to the Miklat. If it's Krov Lameisid, then he can't go to the Aram Miklat and he's vulnerable. But I think that's what you're saying. If you can't go to the Aram Miklat, does it mean that he's vulnerable? I don't think so. Okay, we'll see. Okay. Tatanina Taman. So how do we know? So it's Tatanina Taman, sorry. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Shelo Ra'a Morot Me'amav, Lo Yifros Et Hashma. So this is setting us up for a bit of a stira, you'll see in a moment. Rabbi Yehuda says anyone who didn't see the luminaries, the sun and the stars, he can't Yifros Et Hashma. And we saw this back in Masechta Brachos, Yifros Et Hashma, if you remember, was like a sort of makeshift minyan you'd make for people that miss Baruch Hu and the like. We used to they'd sort of make a quick minyan, make Baruch Hu, first do Brachos, Kriyat Shema, and say Shema. And he can lead that. Okay? So what it's saying is anyone who didn't see the luminaries can't be. Ha'im Ra'a, if he had seen Biyamav and then went blind, then Peres, he can lead. Mashma, of his opinion is very important here. I'll show you here. The Korban Neder says that Shema Minah the Suma Chai b'chol ha'mitzvot. Dim lo ken, eyach yotzim achrei midei chovatan. In other words, if a Suma is not Chai b'mitzvot, how can he then lead? How can he be chazen to motzi on the chiyuv? So you see here, Rabbi Yehuda holds that he is Chai. So the Gemara is going to address that stira. Having set that up for later, if you like, Shnei Mikra Achad Darshu, where do we see at the core of that drash, that a sumer doesn't go to galut. It says shnei mikra achad darshu. They're both learning from that same psukim, meaning Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah. It says belo ra'ot. Rabbi Meir says that comes to rabot asuma, and Rabbi Yehuda says comes to prat asuma. Now belo ra'ot it means without seeing. So one understands that's a ribuy of a suma, and the one says a miut. How can it be a ribuy of a suma if he can't? It seems to me if he didn't see, he actually should be able to see. So the commentator says it's a double miut because it says that he didn't see him, mashbe he would have been able to see him in another context. And that's lura botet as well is without any knowledge. So you've got two, if you like, diukim in the pasuk that comes to mema'et asuma ve'en miut achamir de'ala rabot. That's a Rabbi Meir says you've got a miut achamiut. And a miyachah is a rabot that includes a suma, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says prat lo suma bli dat itzrich. He says no, the bli dat is coming to include a different situation. Sorry, exclude a different situation altogether. Bli dat means that's mekaber, and he was trying to shoot, say, an animal, end up shooting a person. That's a different case altogether. We'll get to all those things. So Gemara says machlefet shita dei do Rabbi Yehuda change the girsa. Why? Taman, well, now we just saw by the case that this case we said it's prat. It's coming to exclude the Suma from the case of Arei Mikla. The Ka, and here, Omer, Amar, Lerabot. In the case where you saw by kosher lo ra'ata ma'orot, it seems to say that he is chayiv in all of mitzvah. Okay? Again, because if you remember, the whole tour from Aramikla was the setup to say that he's patur for mitzvah as well because of the so-called the two like hekeshim we had. So Amra or Gzer Shavs. So Amra Chanina, Gzer Shav and Hekesh. But anyway, so Amra Chanina, Berei de Rav Hillel, B'yoshev Beit HaOfel Limin. No. The case of someone who drew Ra'al, someone who didn't see any luminaries, cannot be Paresat Ashma. That's not referring to a blind person. That's someone who was born in like a dark cave environment and never saw the outside, never saw the stars and the sun. That's what it's referring to. Okay, that's what I need to tell us. Kol shelo ra'al me'orot ka Paresat Ashma. Matnita kach. Sorry, he matnita. Kach anorim Hashem Beit HaAvel lo yifraset Ashma. That's what I'm referring to. Bram hacha, but in our cases, Balora Od is coming, change the word, is prat lasuma, to exclude a suma from the din of going to Aramikla. Or ma mekaymer rabbanan Balora Od, what does the Chachamim do with the Balora Od? That who understands like Rabbi Meir that he would go to Aramikla? That would be lavi et hamakeh balayla. So that lavi gimalayla means shro'eh hu keshaner daluk, meaning that's lavi that. If that at night time he's able to see if the candle's on, if there is a candle, so therefore at night time would be an evident time if someone killed inadvertently they could still go to Aram Miklat. Okay, Beloro, that's the drasha of Beloro. That's the Rabotak situation. Okay, because you might think at night time I can't see, so therefore you shouldn't go to Aram Miklat. No, because it's a time where if you had your candles you'd be able to see, then you go to Aram Miklat. Okay, let's go now. Halacha Vav. Leichem Guli, where do they go? This is the Aram Miklat. And we have to be careful when we say Eichan Golil Aram Miklat because we know that the Aram Miklat, there were six Aram Miklat, correct? Three, we're going to learn in a moment, three in every Nadu, three in Israel. However, also the Arei Levim, the 42 Arei Levim, were also Kolet, meaning one of the, if a Golah, if, sorry, if the person who killed Beshogeg would go to the Arei Miklat, they'd also seek refuge there. However, there are a few differences. The Korban Eder says one difference is that only if he went to that city to seek refuge. And he was aware that he could seek refuge there. That's when he'd be protected. Whereas Aram Miklat, even the guy was running away, didn't know it was an Aram Miklat, he'd still be protected. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina that I saw elsewhere, that's what Kormana brings here. I saw elsewhere in the Mishnah. He says, for example, if he goes to the Aram Miklat, he wouldn't have to pay rent. If you go to the Arei Levim, the Levi cities, he wouldn't have to pay rent. Well, I said. That's another nafkamina. Let's look at the Gemara and Mishnah now. There were three in Eretz and three in Eretz. Prior to the three being chosen, then the three ones on every Yarden, even though they were designated, they had no, they didn't, they weren't functioning in that sense yet. They wouldn't protect anyone. They all need six, all functioning. They have to all be there for it to work. Okay. Mizolazo, and they would prepare, if you like, passageways and signage, if you like, to how to get there. If you prepare the way for them, so they have to know how to get there. Almost, and which is interesting here. It's like I think nowadays it's very funny when you see this sign saying Miklat, modern day Israel, to go to the literally a Miklat, not the Aram Miklat. It sort of reminds, sort of you can't help but think of the Mishnah. Anyway, Mosrim he's given two Talmidei Chachamim that are going him shemi argenu b'derech v'yidabrelav. The Talmid Chachamim has come along with him, and they're there just to try and, if you like, if they meet the Goel Adam on the way, to say, look, maybe you shouldn't really kill him. Which is interesting because we just said before it's a chuvah to kill. Okay, but it seems to be this is a. We'll see later on. There's like machlok in the Tanaim whether it's a chiyuv or it's a reshut. Chiyuv means he has to, and reshut means allowed to. So this must be according to Shiv that he's allowed to. Okay, just so what would they say? So don't act like a murderer. Don't go bombing like the Shofei Damin. Bishkaga, it was a mistake. Ba'amaseyado, leave him alone. Okay, fine. Then it says, Rabbi Meir says, Afu moder ba'atzmo. It's interesting. You got the lashon of af. Some gerusim don't have the word, meaning hu moder ba'atzmo shenema v'zeh devar rotzeach. It says there devar rotzeach. What's devar rotzeach? He has to speak for himself. And the Korban Eder says that the Talmid Chachamim ain't the Talmid Chachamim niskakim ledaber legoel adam avuro. Elohu toen tana atzmo that the Talmid Chachamim aren't there to like defend him. He's got to speak for his own account. Say, please let me go. I didn't mean to, whatever. Let's continue. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'tchila in the beginning, Echad Shogeg Lecha Meizim Megdila Mehem Likat. What would happen? B'tchila doesn't mean like, last time we said Mishnah means originally the halacha was such. It doesn't mean that at all. What it means here is, B'tchila, the first step that one does before, after the murder, everyone goes to runs to the Aron Miklat. Whether it was Shogeg, whether it was Mezid. So you're not fleeing justice here. That's the process. You go straight there. Or Beit Din Sholchin Mavinot Misham, and the Beit Din go and collect you from there. Or Mishin Chayv Mita, and then someone who's Chayv Mita, well, they'll go, they'll kill him. V'shloit Chayv Mita, if he's not Chayv Mita, Potra, let him go home. V'shirei Galut, if it's Chayv Gal, Machzino to Lamakom, and then take him back. Shneva, V'shirei Eshiva to Adel El Miklato. They return him, mashmat he'd been there before. Achad Mashuach Meshem El Amishcha, V'cham Meru Bebegadim, Echad Sha'avar Mishichato. Now this is referring, we said there has to be an Aron Miklat, until when? Until the Kohen Gadol dies. Which Kohen Gadol? Well, it could even, whether he had the anointing oil like in the first time of the Beis HaMikdash, or whether he, in the second Beis HaMikdash, he was just Merav HaMagadim. They appoint the Kohen Gadol just by getting extra garments. That sometimes you might have, if there's a psul with a Kohen Gadol, another Kohen would stand in his stead and become like a temporary Kohen Gadol. So even if he died. Okay, next. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Mashuach Milchama, even the Kohen that was anointed to be the Kohen Mashuach Milchama, that's the one that went out to war and gave the speech and things like that. That was Machzirin the Torotzeach. If he died as well, he would Machzirato. Okay, now that's because it's mentioned many times. Rosh Hashanah Ketiv, Kohen Gadol, in the Parsha, what are these ribuyim coming to add? It's not just a Kohen Gadol, it's going to be all these other exceptional circumstances as well. Lefichach, therefore, Imotem Shokagam Lahem. That's why the mothers of Kohen Gadol would send gifts and the like to those people in Aron Miklat. So people in Aron Miklat wouldn't daven to Hashem saying, like, I've had enough of this, let the Kohen Gadol die. Okay, they try and appease these people. Fine. Nigmar dino, there's a lot to say on this, but it's a long daf. Nigmar dino, or met Kohen Gadol, hare zeh eino gole. Okay, let's say the case closed, he's about to go to Aron Miklat and the Kohen Gadol dies. Well, doesn't look like Galut anymore. He had a short, he didn't even have to walk in there to be part of him Galut. The Kohen Gadol died after the judgments ended. However, im achlomim radino mek Kohen Gadol, what happened if it's before the trial finished, the Kohen Gadol died, and they appointed another Kohen Gadol tachtav, olachamikaning, and then only after that the trial finished, the critical time is the ending of the trial. So he has to wait for this new Kohen Gadol to die before he can be let out. Choser mimatosh. What if the judgment finished and there was no Kohen Gadol? Or someone who killed a Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol Shaharag, or Kohen Gadol himself committed murder by mistake, then Ein no yotze misham la'olam, that would be there forever because there's no Kohen Gadol to die to free them. Ve'ein yotze lo la'edut mitzvah, and the Rotzeach now, who is in this Aron Miklat, Ein yotze lo la'edut mitzvah, ve'lo la'edut mamon, ve'lo la'edut nefashot. He can't leave for any purpose, even if he's needed to testify. Even though Amisrael needs him, like what if he's an exceptional general? Tzar Tzvaal, he can't leave there. The Lashon of Shama is Shama is a ribui. Should say Sham tiyadirato Sham yatov Sham kodol. That's where he's going to be, even if he's going to end up being live and die there. Keshem she'ira miklato kach. Just the Iram Mikla is kolet, saves a person, even if the person just reaches the tchum, the 2,000 amot outside the city, that would also be protected there. Rotzeach shiyatzah chutz l'tchum, if a Rotzeach steps out, umatzah gol adam, and the god adam then finds him, what's the din? Rav Yossi Glidomer, mitzvah biyad gol adam, v'reshut biyad kol adam. It's the mitzvah of the Kohen Gadol, for gol adam to kill him, and anybody else is allowed to. All right, it says because it ratzach goel adam and didn't say im ratzach. However, Rabbi Kiva says no, reshut biyad goel adam. It's reshut in the hands of God adam, and everybody else. It says ein chayvin alav. Now ein chayvin alav. The lashon here seems to suggest that it's like a patra avalasu. Meaning no one else is meant to, but they don't try him if you kill the goel adam. Importantly, however. Korban Eder says, "Hani milik." That's only if he left deliberately. The guy says, "Like I've had enough of this," and walks out. Okay. However, aval yatzah shogeg. If the guy, if the kol adam happened to slip up by mistake, was going for a little bit of a tuyul and stepped out the tchum of the city, and someone else finds him and kills him, not the goel adam, then neragalav, he can be killed. So, now, Let's continue. What if you've got a tree that's inside the tchum and the branches are sticking outside the tchum, or the trees outside the tchum and the branches are going into the tchum? This might be reminiscent of what we were discussing, Masasheni. Hakol, if you go by the branches. Okay? In this situation, it's af achara the branches that it creates a kula, where that's, in other words, the tree and the branches that are bridging over the tchum, either way, extends that secure space. Okay? Harag boto ha'ir goleh mishchuna l'shchuna. They call Adam in our miklat. And he kills again b'shogeg. He goes from one area to another, shchuna l'shchuna. Or ben Levi, what if a ben Levi kills b'shogeg? Well, he lives in a place that's kolet. No, he has to go me'ir le'ir to another city. Kiyotzebo, rotzeach shegala. Now this kiyotzebo, it's interesting here. It doesn't really, the only mafarshim should take it out. But the Kiyotzebo is really takes us back to Masechta Shemitah. Because if you remember, Zeh Devar Shemitah, we said that you're meant to absolve the debt. If someone says, "Afa bi'tchen, I want to pay," if the person says, look, so the person wants to pay the person back Shemitah after Shemitah and the debt's resolved, he says, "Shamotani," like it's a debt absolved. He says, "Afa bi'tchen, I want to pay." Well, then we can say, you can accept it. Because all you have to do is say the Devar Shamotani, and if the person still wants to pay back nonetheless, you can take the money back. So Kiyotzebo, we find something similar. Rotzeach shegalal ir miklato. That's a rotzeach, go to miklav. Ratzon shein lechavdon. The people want to give him honor. He was a rav or something, so an important person. Yomar lehem, he has to say, rotzeach ani. I'm a murderer. You're not meant to give me kavod. Amrul, if they say afal pichin, you see how this parallels what we saw in Shviit. Yekabel mehem, you can still he can accept that shneimar zeh devar rotzeach. All he has to say is a devar, like devar shmita zeh devar harotzeach. Now Gemara says, where does he go? Lechon Golin, Shlosh Ar Mikle Pish Moshe Be'er Yadan, Mishba'er Yadan, so Mishba'er Yadan, Pish Od Shalosh. The three Ar Mikle separated in Be'er Yadan and three in Eretz Yisrael. Eilu Ve'eilu Leon Kol Tot Ad Shekivshua V'chilku, like we said in the Mishnah, they didn't work operational in this sense until they were all, until when? Until the Kvisha, until they conquered and the Chalukah. So even if they were designated in Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't until the Kibush and Chiluk. Okay? Which is 14 years after they came, because it says Ki yakrit Hashem Elokecha et hagoyim asher Hashem Elokecha noten lecha et atzam v'yirishtam v'yashavta barehem u'bavatehem shloshim tavil. So you see, the shloshim tavil is actually only coming after the Yerusha and Yeshiva, which is kibush and chiluk. Kivan shekivshu v'chilku nitchavu aretz shmit one after the kibush and chiluk. That is meaning after 14 years after we came to Eretz Israel. The seven years of conquering, the 7 years of the division, that's when the Chayiv and Shemitah, Yovlot, Shemitah, and Yovel, and also that's when the Arei Miklat began to do their job of being Kolet, Arei Elu v'Koltot. Shosharim Shehifrishu Be'eretz Yisrael, Muchavno, Kaneged Shosharim Shehifrishu Moshe Be'er Yadan, meaning the three in Eretz Yisrael were aligned with the three in across Transjordan, like two Shurot in a Kerem, or like I would say, like the number six on a dice, lined up nicely. Or like two that was two rows in a vineyard. At Chevron Yehuda was connected Betzel Minbar. At Shchem Shebahar Ephraim, Shchem in Har Ephraim was connected Ramot Gilad, and at Kadesh in the Galil was Bagalil was connected Golan in the Bashan. Okay, says Clinton Skinning. Afal pi, we got Ad Shalom, but Afal pi really Shefrishu Shchem Bahar Ephraim loita koletet. It wasn't. They may have designated Shchem, but it wasn't yet kolet. So therefore, what did they do? Because why? They hadn't yet kivshu, they hadn't yet conquered it. So therefore, what did they do? Hifrishu kiryat yarim tachtav. They separate. They, if you like, there's an kiryat with a hand colony temporarily ad shekivshu etzchem, until Shechem was conquered. Similarly, afal pi shekadesh v'galil, it's about the hifrishu if they separated kadesh min gila in the Galil. Lo hayta koletet. It wasn't collect because then you conquered it. So he fresh gam la tachteya, another ear to be to that job. Achi kivshu et hakadesh. So there's some sort of a bit of flexibility we're seeing here in terms of the Ari Miklat themselves. It says v'shloshet shayu mishulashot kedesh that they were evenly spaced out. That's what it's saying. That this from chevron to Yehuda was the same as chevron to Shechem. Umechevron leshchem kemishchem lekadesh. Okay, similarly there. Now, and Nafla Achad Mehem, if one of them cities was fell, then what is so? Bonimo Tal Me'oto Shevet. Then the other, the Shevet themselves would have to rebuild it. Now I'll just show you here, which is interesting here. There's a Girsa change in the Pnei Moshe. He quotes what Tosef is. Afal pi shefrishu shchem bahar Ephraim lo ya kolletet. Fish karat yem tachtea ad shekipshu. One second. Afal pi sorry shefrishu kadesh begalil lo ya kolletet. Sorry, that's the one I want to show you. So it's a further one down. Sorry, my mistake. Bon, we say bonin ota bimkoma. Not bonin ota melto shevet. It means the Girsa change he has is bonim ota bimkoma. They would rebuild it in its place. How do we know that he even be able to build another location? In other words, three cities. Well, that's six cities, sorry. So that means in the Toshevet. How do we know could even be, if necessary, could be in a different Shevet entirely? They must be. They still have to be aligned and they will collect. So you see here from the extra Joshua's Psukim, for whatever reason, one of these cities fell, they could create a replacement. Ideally, maybe in the same Shevet, but even a different Shevet, as long as it's still somewhat in this alignment. That's the, if you like, according to the Pnei Moshe, sort of Girsa he brings in the Tosefta. Fine. Let's continue. Now, Ha'arim Halelu, Ein Bonin Oto Lo Krachim Gdolim Velo Arim Ktanot, Ela Beinonit. Now, common theme in all these issues here is that the type of cities we're creating are a Miklat. We don't want to make it too much of a center or a pool for lots of people to come there. We don't want it too small as well, that it's vulnerable. Okay? That's the balance why you don't want a lot of people to come there, because you don't want the Gola Adam to be attracted to that location, slip in and have a reason to get in, to get the individual. It seems it's just to protect the person inside. But it can't be too small, otherwise it's vulnerable. So that's why it's saying it can't be too big, it can't be too small. Okay? It says, Ein bonen to ela al hashuk. Now, el hashuk means it has to have a shuk. Has to be some sort of market, have some sort of economy. So the people that if you're going to take refuge for all these people, that's to be a means of, that's to be some economy there for them to have a parnas. Okay. V'im ein sham shuk osim lashli. If not, we create it. Ein bonin ota ela al mayim. Al al mayim means that it doesn't mean that it's on the ocean or by waters, but rather that there was built with they brought irrigation from amata mayim. From the viras, they ensured that there was water supplies to those cities. There would maybe what happens if people started leaving that town? No, maybe you've got to start populating it. Now, uchlusin, according to the Korbanim, means there's no kfar of yeshuvim near it, meaning so it's isolated. So if it's too isolated, you've got to make sure if there are other cities and there are other villages around and you should be near it. Because that makes a city vulnerable to potentially an organized attack. If you have more yeshivim around it, that still sort of ends up protecting that city. You don't want to be isolated. Let's continue. So you don't want a beit abad, a press, or the olive or wine presses there, because we don't want it be attractive to foreign people to come entering, because we're scared the Gol Adam will enter there. Then, or however, Chachamim are not concerned. It says, "Ve'in mafshilim b'tocha chavalim." This is producing a rope. "Ve'in osim b'tocha kli zchuchim." This is about making wine. Glass kelim. Bishvil lagir ta haregel hasham, because we don't want again interest. We don't want lots of people coming out from outside into the city, because again the concern of what would for security. Rav Yochanan shalach l'rabban in Tanaman. Tarti milin atun amrim b'shem Rav. V'leit enun ken. There are two things you've said in name of Rav, and which I do not agree with. You know what? I was going to continue, but I will stop here because we're already kind of over time, and that will take us really into the next step of it. Okay, I said it.